was a fascinating Sunday of footy for me, Lordy, and I'll pose this to you. I walked away from last night thinking to myself, well, two things. Wondering, what kind of coach do GWS need? Like, do they need a heavily experienced coach that knows how to get the best out of those top line players who are underperforming? Or do they need to just pull the trigger on an Adam Kingsley or a Daniel Jan-Syracuse or an Adam Uzay and start from scratch coaching-wise? That was the first question. And the second one, which is linked, was, has there ever been a time before this where we've thought to ourselves, would it actually be better going to the Gold Coast than GWS right now?
Yeah, good question, Sam. I think in terms of experience, so you hear they'd like an experienced coach, and there aren't really any out there. If we do we believe what Nathan Buckley, do we take him at his word that he won't coach next year, you think?
Like, because I personally think Nathan won't coach again.
Okay.
But that's just a gut feel.
Yep.
And Ross Lyon has basically ruled himself out after what happened with the Blues.
So that leaves us with Clarko and James Hurd. If you class him as an experienced coach, someone who's coached for...
And Brad Scott, I think wants to coach again. Okay. Yep. Again, just a personal opinion.
But I think they'd prefer to go down a track like that in Sydney rather than start with a younger or a coach who hasn't coached today.
Because of the brand recognition of it?
I think so, yeah. I think so. It's Leon Cameron, though, took over from Kevin Sheedy. So I think you've just got to go the best candidate. And I spoke about this over the weekend. Any club who takes on Clarko has to be careful of what you're going to lose.
What do you mean by that?
With the soft cap, how many coaches you lose when you appoint Alistair Clarkson. So I think I'd appoint Clarkson if I feel you're going to be a top four side within relatively quickly or straight away.
But see, that's the question with GWS that I have of you, Lordy. What do you think they are when you watch them?
I think...
Because their top five players on paper are as good as most teams.
Yeah. I think their best 10 is really good, but their depth is as poor as other teams. So I think their bottom end is pretty average.
Mm.
So... I think Clarko could come in and do a bit of a Michael Voss, Sam, and he could really catapult them up for a period, not to win a premiership. I don't think they've got the list to win a premiership, but he could really do some, Green, Kelly, Whitfield, Haynes, Canilio. Himmelberg, Canilio, the list goes, Taranto, Tom Green, Toby, the list goes on and on. So it'd be a good job to get for him. But it's just, as I said, I heard a comment Craig McRae made. He said, when I coach with Clarkson at Hawthorn, I did a lot of work because we didn't have many coaches. I go to Collingwood, I've got that many coaches because of the wage I'm on as a senior coach.
Mm.
So that's what
it's interesting.
Every club has to think about when they take him on, how much of the soft cap he's going to take up with the wage he'd be on.